Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There is another new Nebraska quarterback, Sip. Commit from Chubba Purdy yesterday, who had visited Oklahoma prior to Nebraska. Commits to the Huskers yesterday to join Casey Thompson as the second quarterback in the class for the Huskers for next season.
You feel pretty good about that quarterback room, I think.
Yeah, okay, let me ask you this.
Let's not go too far, but...
Do you expect to enter the spring with everybody that we know still in the quarterback?
Enter the spring. Enter the spring or exit the spring?
Let's go with exit the spring.
Exit the spring? Let's see. How about exit May? Exit May.
So right now you've got Casey Thompson, Chubba Purdy, okay, Logan Smothers, Heinrich Harburg, Matt Masker, and Richard Torres.
Good job.
That's six guys. Six quarterbacks.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you keep them all, because it's circumstantial. I mean, Casey Thompson, I did some push-ups.
He's breathing heavily again.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get into this. Let's just get into this. How about that? Hold on. There's a key graph.
Can I breathe here or what?
There's a key paragraph I saw in Parker's deal that I want to get to. Here's the deal. It's an interesting situation. When first of all, I don't like how we do this, where we ponder who's going to leave and who's going to stay. Casey Thompson, you figure, is going to be the starter, right?
You figure.
Okay.
That's the assumption.
Yeah. There's a big conversation with Casey Thompson. It's fascinating to me, talking to his dad last week, Friday. I talked to Charles. He's very interesting to talk to. He said Casey just was not given a chance to run the ball at Texas. Okay. That Sark didn't want him to run, so he ran 55 times. He said a big draw is that, for a big draw in their eyes, the Thompson's eyes, is that Frost lets the quarterback run and has a good quarterback run package. And that, he said, you got to remember, when Casey went to Texas, Charles said, he was a runner. Everybody said, this is a running quarterback. But Sark's offense, they didn't want him to do that, so he didn't do it. I thought when he took off, he looked good running. So I wasn't necessarily surprised by what he was saying. Okay, so you have Thompson, who's good, who's the guy. I mean, they brought him in to be the guy, and he'll probably be the guy. The battle to me is Purdy and Smothers. And I would not automatically put Chubba Purdy ahead of Logan Smothers right now.
No, how could you?
No, they're very similar in terms of experience. You know, Chubba's numbers are pretty good, but not spectacular. And I mean, he had a chance at Florida State. He started one game at Florida State. He had a chance and just didn't make it work. And here he is. Harburg has a world of potential.
Yeah, he does.
Frost said he has elite arm talent. If he walked in here, you'd say, wow, that's a big-time Division I athlete, 6'5", 220, can run, can throw it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going through his mind. Torres is a true freshman. Now, I don't even know if you'll have Torres for all. I don't know if he's ready to practice because of the knee injury he suffered his senior season. Masker, he'll be around, I would think. So I think you have a chance to keep them all intact going into the fall, I would think. You'd have a chance to. I don't think Smothers will go anywhere, because I believe, based on what I've heard what his modus operandi is that he thinks as he gets bigger and stronger, his arm strength will improve and that his best days are ahead. Now, Casey Thompson, the thing I don't quite get, and I should have asked his dad, was he has 2 years of eligibility left. Is he here for 2 years? Or is he just here for 1 year? He's a fifth-year junior. So he could play two more years if he wanted to. But does he want to do that?
That's interesting. Because, yeah, it depends. What if they have a good year? Is he seen as a pro prospect?
Yeah, I think that's what he'd like to do.
How much of a pro prospect is he right now? I haven't seen any sort of future or 2023 NFL draft projections yet.
Right. I think he needs to show himself well at Nebraska to bolster his status in that regard. I mean, what I saw, he was 4-6 as Texas's starter. Now you got to keep in mind in that conversation too. Two things. Texas had a terrible offensive line. Charles will tell you, he said, I know you guys criticized your offensive line, but it's not as bad as it could have been. Meaning, look at Texas's.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'd be curious what the common fan thinks about that. Whose line was worse last year, Texas or Nebraska?
And the other thing you got to remember, I don't know.
It's got to be a comparison there.
The other thing you got to remember is his thumb. He played with a bad thumb on his throwing hand for the last part of last season, the last six games, half the season. He probably shouldn't have been playing. Okay, but he played through it. So, and I think that affected him. He got benched at one point, and he said he should have got benched. But he played through it, which shows a degree of toughness. It's fascinating. It's actually really interesting talking to his dad. And that story will be out in the next couple of days. But Chubb, as far as Chubba goes, man, I mean, you feel pretty good about that room. But, Jake, I'm telling you, the big question mark still is the offensive line.
It has to be.
It is. They have done an excellent job fortifying the roster. I still worry about the offensive line. They brought in two good receivers. One probably excellent receiver in Trey Palmer, from LSU. They brought in, they got a running back from the JUCO ranks, Anthony Grant, that looks good. They brought in the punter and the kicker. They addressed critical needs. They have not addressed the offensive line.
Well, they brought Hunter Anthony in from Oklahoma State.
And the kid from Northern Colorado, Williams. I don't think if you talk to coaches over there right now that they would say, like Donovan Raiola, would say, yeah, one of those two guys is starting. No way. No. In fact, I know they wouldn't. All right. I would have liked to see them bring in a guy you can point to and say, that's your starting left tackle or right tackle.
Well, you're hoping that Prohaska is back, gets back from injury and can be that guy.
Oh, absolutely.
We saw in a game and a half that Prohaska at left tackle was a really good picture for this offensive line.
Oh, he's good, yeah.
Now, you lose Cam Jurgens, of course. That's a huge loss.
They got to address the center.
So you got to figure out,
could be Hickson. Could be Piper. Piper's in that conversation, Ethan Piper. Those are the main guys, I would say, that are in that conversation. It could be Turner Corcoran if somebody, if they can.
Wouldn't your best hope be to put Prohaska left tackle and Corcoran back at right tackle?
Yeah.
I mean, that Northwestern game, again, that was a blowout, and everything was good. But that picture, I mean, those guys allowed nothing. That was the first time you saw the O-lines, give the running backs holes, give Martinez time, and you said, dang. That's a good picture. Noelle at left guard looked good.
You know, it's a good picture.
Jurgens at center looked good.
You know, it's a good picture. Anybody against Northwestern's defense last year. Okay, now here's the deal.
Taking shots at my point.
Here's the deal. I want to emphasize something. And I don't mind saying this on the radio. I'm telling you that the two guys they brought in on the offensive line, they're not regarded right now as surefire starters. And that's
potential starters, though.
Well, sure, but once you want them to bring in a guy that you can say, yeah, that guy was all Pac-12, or that guy was, you know, he started two seasons at X school, he's going to be a starter here. No, they don't have that.
You want like an Alex Lewis from the transfer portal.
Yeah.
That was a good get from Colorado years ago.
Yes.
That started, he was good.
Yeah, Alex Lewis.
That was great. He was a great player. Yeah, yeah. Sure he did, for several years.
Yeah, several, four.
How was that not several?
Okay.
When did four not become several?
And I don't want to pour cold water on what Scott's done, because he's done a great job. And getting Chubba Purdy's, I mean, it shows you a level of confidence that these people have in the program, right? Chubba Purdy had to come in here, came in here with his parents right on the heels of an Oklahoma visit, and chose Nebraska. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
actually.
It's been a good month for Mark Whipple.
Yeah, and Scott.
Both.
Yeah.
Both guys. But Whipple gets a lot of credit too as the OC.
Yeah.
Really quarterbacks.
Yeah, I give Scott credit though, and he's whipped things into shape, and you can still get an offensive lineman. That could come after spring ball, right? There'll be more guys jumping into the portal after spring. I'd just like to see him do that. The line's where it's got to start.
Got to figure it out.
Yeah. Look at the NFL playoffs. Look at the lines in the NFL playoffs. Brutal. They brutalize you.
Yeah, some of the Niners just push around the Cowboys defensive line.
Yeah.
They're studs. Beasts. Song of the day is up next. An early break in the ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.